This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Weikert Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. Now here is your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, and we're on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. We're here each and every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the entire season. Come on out and join us. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Parker's, Weikert Realtors, Vaughn Group, and St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and of course by Catch 228. Now let's welcome in the head coach of the Frederica Academy and the Knights, who are 5-0. Here's Brandon Derrick. What happens when I have to start using my toes?
That'll be a good thing for using your toes. You have to count them with that. That means we've done something that we wanted to do.
Congratulations on the win this past weekend over Memorial Day here at home, 23-3. And that game had a little bit of everything in this. That game, on paper, looks like a complete blowout, but really, to me, it was more of a battle. You had fumbles, you had interceptions, you had major runbacks, you had big passing plays, you had sacks, you had everything thrown in that game. It was fun.
Well, that game, you know, Memorial being the AA defending state champ, they're a very solid group. You know, going into it, we knew that they were probably one of the top tier teams in the whole league. But I thought going into the game that our guys, they focused well. I thought the defense played outstanding. I thought the offense cashed in when we needed to. You know, we missed a few opportunities, but for the most part during the night, we kind of, you know, we fumbled the opening kickoff, and then kind of the defense kind of took over, and the offense punched in a few things. We run the interception back, and that last 30 seconds when we scored with the two-minute offense, we kind of seized the moment, took control of the game right there, up four half, running the supremely efficient two-minute offense right there at the end where we drove the field 22 seconds and scored a touchdown. That was outstanding, and so we kind of took the momentum from them, had a 16-3 lead, and, you know, and I thought the guys did a good job. I thought we played a really good game.
Well, and then opening kickoff, the fumble was like anticlimactic, quiet. It was almost like no one even knew you had lost the ball. And then we find out you lost the ball, but you guys bounced back right away out of that.
Yeah, that's a testament to the kids overcoming adversity. You know, that's something that they do. You know, sudden change, the defense is prepared for it, and they go out and they held. I mean, gave up a field goal. That was it. That was all she wrote for the rest of the night. I thought the defense did an outstanding job. We created turnovers. Like we talk about, we want to get turnovers. And kind of told the guys before we came out of the locker room, that if the ball goes in the air, it better be ours, or they better be getting their teeth knocked out. And I thought the guys did a great job in the secondary, and I thought our defensive line did a good job pressuring the quarterback throughout the night, trying to get off a hurried ball. And, of course, Jalen picked that one off and ran it back 55 yards, and I think he broke everybody's ankles. It hurts my eyes when I watch it that he makes all those moves and scored. So it's pretty remarkable, you know, the way the kids played, and I thought they did a great job.
So last week, you cap off the back-to-back win off of state champion. The week before, state champion. This week, state champion. This week, you're going to go on the road against Trinity Christian and go to Dublin. The Crusaders are 2-2, but again, on paper, I don't think that really reveals what they really are, perhaps.
You know, we don't ever go up there and play them on paper anymore. They make us kick off and play them, so I feel like you go up there, you're going to have to play at their place. It's homecoming for them. So we got to go into their hostile territory. They have a big crowd. They're going to have a bunch of people, you know, and they're going to be fired up because we've knocked off the two defending state champions. So we've kind of become the group that's being hunted now instead of being the hunter. So, and it's a huge game. We got to go in. It's the first region game. So right now we're 0-0. Everything we've done before that's kind of got us ready to this point. And so we got to go take care of our business.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And let's talk more about this past weekend's game, because you guys did some amazing things. Again, like I said, interceptions. Jalen had that big one. It was 6-3 at that point. Then you have to go for the two-point conversion, and then you have an 8-3 at that point. But that was a 57-yard run back INT. And the cutback he made at one point, he slammed on the brakes and kept going. How does he do that? What, I mean, that blew me away.
Yeah, he put on a move. I call it the Walter Payton high step back in the day. He pulled up and did that move, and everybody from Memorial seemed to fall down. And then all of a sudden, he cut back and made a move real quick and was standing in the end zone. So, you know, we've said it all year that our skill kids, at times, you don't know which one's going to step up, but they make plays and they've done a good job. The secondary's been outstanding throughout the season. We kind of call it the no-fly zone, and we take a little bit of pride in it. The defense is really taking some pride in what they're doing. I think we've given up 23 points all season in five games. So, and the starting defense only give up, I think, 16 of those points. So right now, you know, you look at five, I mean, we're giving up maybe 3.5 points a game, somewhere in that area. So the defense is taking a little bit of pride in what they do and how they go out there and go about their business. And it's been exciting. I mean, as a head coach, you look at the assistant coaches have done a great job getting them ready. Coach Burkett, Coach Cannon do a great job as the OC and DC there. Those guys have done a great job preparing the kids week in, week out, and getting them ready. You know, I just got to make sure the bus has got gas and we get the pregame meal situated. Everything else pretty much takes care of itself.
On that particular play, and you guys did a lot of pressure, a lot of pushing up, which you said last week you were going to do. You guys are going to slam it inside on the defense and bring it. Was that interception created because pressure coming over, or was it because more of the defense was playing back, playing catch? Which way do you assess that?
I think we had a little pressure up front. I think Brett and Harry got some pressure on the quarterback and got to stand up and release it a little bit early, but it doesn't matter where he threw it, because when you watch it on film, we had everybody covered. They read their keys right, and every guy was pretty much covered up. And he was actually trying to throw it to the guy that Patrick was making a break on it too, and Jalen just undercut it and broke on it. So what he did was break off his guy and saw it, and he just picked it off and took it back to the house.
Here's some of the numbers from this past weekend. Gavin Williams, 5 of 12, 76 yards. You've got Rhett Thompson, you just mentioned. He was 1 for 16 yards. You have Chris Myrick, 2 of 35 yards, 1 touchdown thrown in there as well. Like you said, you're mixing up and mixing it up. Are those the numbers you expect from those type of players right now, or is there more in the tank, do you think?
I think we're just whoever's going to be in that spot, if they get their number called, they make the play, and that's what happens. It ain't like we're like, hey, we're going to try to do this. We've got a few situations that we're looking at in the next couple weeks where we're going to try to get guys in space one-on-one in certain situations, matchups. I think you'll see that this Friday night. We're going to motion some people out of the backfield if their linebackers try to run with our running backs. That's a no-no for them, because I can tell you now our running backs are going to be 88 and out the gate. And so we're going to see what they try to do. We noticed that Trinity tries to lock up and go man-to-man with us. I don't know if there's too many teams right now that have that ability to lock up and go man-to-man. I mean, that's a gutsy on their call, but for us, that's something we have to take advantage of. So if they're going to play man-to-man at 7 yards off, then we're going to try to hurt them underneath, and then if they try to get up and squeeze the space in our face, then we're going to throw it over the top of them.
Do you feed your defense before the game? Because they looked so hungry last week. Even we were talking about that during the broadcast. They just looked hungry. They were just in there all the time digging in, and it looked like very aggressiveness.
Well, I think with that group, is like I said, they're taking a lot of pride in what they do. They're excited about when they run out there. They feel comfortable with what we've done during the week preparing them. It's a comfort level. You know, like I said, we've started a lot of kids the last 2 or 3 years, and so now everything seems to click. They understand what we're doing, and then they're just executing on defense. And the thing is, we've said it before, a lot of people didn't think about it, but our speed on defense, we're able to make a wrong step here recently, but we're so fast on defense that we recover. And the other guys do such a good job that if one guy makes the wrong step, that they do a good job of hemming it up, so next thing he's going to recover and make the play. Defensively, you watch the film, we made a few wrong steps here and there, but the guys did such a good job trying to fly to the ball that we overcome it a lot of the times, and that's just a tribute to the kids hustling and making plays. And, you know, when you watch the game film, there's not one kid making a tackle. Five or six guys around the football, and that's a big thing when you sprint and get to the ball.
We're going to talk more about the victory from last weekend. More to come here on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're right back in just a few moments after the words from our sponsors.
Catch 228 in Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island is your home for the best seafood around. Oysters, shrimp, fish, you name it. Not to mention your island home for NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball Extra Innings, College Game Day, and so much more. Catch 228 is also your home for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and a proud Frederica Academy supporter. So stop on in any night of the week for the best time on St. Simon's and find us on Facebook. Go Knights!
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager. We're on location to Catch 228 on St. Simon's. And this segment is brought to you courtesy of Catch 228, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic, and by Jessup Furniture. Let's get back to the game from this past weekend. And 16-3 at halftime, you go on in, and it looks like, you had mentioned it earlier, momentum swing was definitely, you could feel it. It was all coming your way at that moment. What did you say in the locker room?
Just had to go out and finish. You know, I tell the guys, we go in the locker room and score 0-0. We got to go out and finish. Can't worry about where we're at. And, you know, I thought the kids did a good job of executing in the second half, too, defensively. I thought we were just, offensively, we were in the black zone the whole time trying to drive out from the 10-yard line or the 20-yard line, and we missed a few blocks here and there and made some bad cuts, things like that. But for the most part, going in at half, I thought the final drive right there in the 2 minute, the guys did a great job. No timeouts, 31 seconds. We drove the ball 60 yards in 22 seconds and punched it in. Like I said, that took the wind out of ourselves a little bit, and it gave our kids a little bit of energy, you know. That was a big swing right there, and that was great. I mean, Gavin had all the time in the world to step up and throw the football on all of them. One time, he pulled it down and ran it and got about 15, 20 yards with nobody touching him. So up front, I thought the guys did a great job on that drive. I thought it was just an outstanding two-minute exhibition right there. We've done that. And then, you know, of course, right there at the end of the game when we took the ball and drove it another 60 yards and put the nail in the coffin to make it 23-3. I thought that was just a testament to the guys up front right there. We kind of wore them down. We knew that their defensive front was really good, but I thought our offensive line took over on that last drive, and we drove the ball. We ran the ball effectively. We missed a play down the sideline there. We missed one early in the game where the ball was just a little bit, or went through Jay Sean's hands, or just a little bit in front of him on the first play of the game there from offense that we had that shot. And then I think we overthrew Chris on one on the seam route. And you know, we missed a couple opportunities, but overall I thought we executed pretty well.
You talk about the confidence of the team right now and how they're very confident coming into it. Some offensive squads script out the first 10 plays because that helps build the confidence. Do you script very much, or do you just build it as it goes?
I think we have it pretty much. The kids can pretty much tell you what we're going to do by what we run in practice. They know pretty much what's coming. Coach Cannon scripts practice, There's a 35-play script that we try to get done in 25 minutes in practice. So we're repping 35 plays in 25 minutes. So they pretty much know what's coming in that area. And so he has it pretty much laid out in front of him up there and has an idea of what he's going to do. When defense is giving a certain look, he's going to run certain things.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And last week, the sack attack was just incredible. Absolutely incredible. Let me read you, which you probably know, but Rhett Thompson had two solo tackles, four assists, 2.5 sacks. That's just by himself. That's not everyone else that we're talking about here. When you see that, and they just keep going and going, and other teammates are adding on to that sack attack, do you keep adding on to it, or do you ever pull back?
No, we're never going to pull back on defense. we're going to be as fearless as we can on defense, and we're going to go. I thought our guys did a really good job getting pressure. But what I thought they did the best of was keeping the quarterback in the pocket and then sacking him, not actually making him bounce that sack, because he's a very athletic quarterback. So we worked all week trying to keep him in the pocket and close the pocket around him. And so I thought our kids did a really good job of closing the pocket around him and sacking him. You know, we're talking about Rhett right there playing real well. He'll even tell you that he didn't use his hands enough. We talked about it, and we laughed, but he was talking about using his hands. When he uses his hands, he's unblockable most of the time. And our defensive line has done a real good job up front. When they use their hands and get extension, we're a very solid group up front. And they do a good job getting pressure on people.
Your team right now is averaging just under 3 sacks on average per ball game. Is that where you want to be? Or, again, is there more in that sack attack?
Well, you got to think about how many times somebody drops back to pass. So if they drop back to throw the ball 8 times and we sack them 3 and then we pick off 2 of them, that means they're only getting 3 in there. So, you know, that's kind of the way we look at it. I think we're averaging almost 2 interceptions a game.
Yes.
3 sacks, and I think the average team throws it maybe 8.5 to 9 times a game against us. So with that being said, they're only getting 3 passes or 4 passes off. And then most of the time, from the way we've looked at it, is that we pretty much tackled the guys immediately as soon as they catch it, and it's usually not past the line of scrimmage very much. I think Luckett had 2 big sticks the other night. As soon as the guy caught it, bam, we hit him right there for like a yard or 2 gain, and that just attributes where we're at on defense, our guys being in the spots and making plays.
You alluded to the big play in the fourth quarter. You guys kind of sealed the deal, like you said, making it a 23-3 ball game, and it was Gavin Williams to Simpson through the air for the touchdown. But he is going opposite direction, scrambling. The man breaks free in the end zone. That is not an easy throw at all for anybody at any level to go opposite direction and pull that off.
Yeah, that was the gunslinger in him the other night. Was Brant Mitchell's down there doing jumping jacks at the 5-yard line. Nobody's guarding him. He threw it up to Jalen, who was athletic enough to go up and get it.
He went way up.
He went way up in there and got the ball. He did a great job, but you know that also when we were watching it on film, we're like, well, he gets a plus for the touchdown. He's going to get a negative for the read. So that's the gunslinger mentality we talked about a little bit, and he's orchestrated the offense really well this last couple of weeks of taking what they give us. And you know, we missed a couple Friday night, but we hit a couple big plays, you know, and he threw that perfect ball to Chris in the corner right before the half. So I felt like he's getting a little bit better and better every week, and that's where we want to be. Like I said, I didn't want us to be at our best level right now. I want us to be getting better and better every week, and now that we're in the region, I feel like we need to tighten it up a little bit and be as good as we want to be. And so for us to be going into this, you know, I feel like we're improving week to week, defensively and offensively. So we're pretty excited about where we're at right now.
My other favorite play of the game was the exclamation point at the end. Thompson with the sack, brings the man down. It was like you were making a statement, not here, not in our house, this is our place.
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said, our kids are taking a little pride in playing defense and being very solid and finishing games. You know, like I said, Memorial, I think we played them two other times, and we were 0-2 against Memorial, and we got, I think, what many consider to be one of the best Memorial teams in the last 5 years up front defensively, and we went in there and handled our business. I thought we did a very good job. We played very aggressive defensively, and offensively we executed when we needed to.
When we come back, we're going to talk about this upcoming weekend's matchup. We'll be right back for more of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza next to Loco's, has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh, it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood and check them out on Facebook. St. Simon's Seafood, the island's only fresh seafood market. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and dipping dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Coastal Computer Consulting LLC is a Golden Isles premier IT service provider. Their team of friendly technicians provide expert service and support for businesses and residential clients. Windows or Mac, they've got your back. As a Microsoft Silver partner, you can be sure you're getting the highest level of service. 383 Sylvan Boulevard on St. Simon's behind Cafe Frederica. 912-634-1691 or connect online coastalcpu.com and check them out on social media. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, when you dream of buying or building the very best. Vaughn Realty Group prides itself on the highest level of real estate service with state-of-the-art technology, cutting-edge marketing, and a social media approach to stand out in the market. Call Julie Vaughn, 571-7451, located between Ember and Sweet Mamas in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center on St. Simons. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders. Your satisfaction is our success.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location to Catch 228, as we are every Wednesday night. This segment is brought to you by Wickert Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Parker's. Let's shift gears and talk about this upcoming weekend. You go on the road, Trinity Christian. It's a 7:30 matchup. You're back in conference. They are 2-2, and their 2-2 is kind of, they got blown out 52-0. They then come back and win 13-6, win 41-7, and lose 24-12. What type of a team really are they?
They're a gritty team. They're going to play hard. They're going to run the wing T on offense. They're going to play a 50 defense, or some people around here like to call it a 3-4 mentality type defense. They like to play a lot of man-to-man. I'd expect them to be pretty fundamentally sound. Overall, I think our team speed, we have more team speed than they do. But we're their homecoming, and we got to go up there 3 hours. We got to go play hard. Like I told the kids today, I said, we have to come out of the gate early and take it away from them right off the bat. Let's not let it come down to a fourth quarter game where the referees can help decide something. Or I said, this is a place, it's a hostile territory, and we're going to have to go play. And so we need to come out and take care of our business the way we know how to take care of it, and get a lead and go to work and try to finish off the opponent.
They are not going to be a quick strike team. It looks like they're going to be more of clock management and keep the ball out of your hands. Give me the big thing. The longer they have the ball in theirs, more advantage to them, correct?
Right. I think with a team like that that doesn't have a lot of team speed is going to want to keep it away from us. We're a quick strike type group that we can make a big play and we can go score. So for them to try to control the game on offense and try to wear us down, that's what they're going to try to do. I think we have about the same numbers. I think they probably got about 35 kids. We got 32 or 31. So got about the same numbers. So depth might be an issue. I think they play a lot of their kids both ways. They're a lot like us. We play kids both ways, but I think we do a pretty good job of getting rotations in and out, trying to keep kids fresh. So for the most part, it's going to be one of those games where I think defensively, if we can stop the run and slam it up in there, that they have to throw the football, they're going to have a hard time trying to pass it over the top of us if our guys read the keys.
Last week, the Crusaders gave up 3 sacks in their game. You guys have the sack attack ability, but they also do have size. They have 230, 245. So they have size, but they're missing something right now. So are you going to key in on that?
You know, I think our biggest thing is up front is for us defensively is to, like I always say every week, minimize running lanes and let our linebackers run and flow and our two outside guys, our Joker and Rover, let those guys go flow and play football and swarm to the football. Defensively, our thing is get all 11 hats to the ball and let's go make plays and create turnovers. If we can create turnovers and we don't turn the ball over and we're special on special teams, and I know the kids hear this every day from me, most of the time we're going to win every game because of what we do and who we are. You know, scouting report this week is 17 pages. You know, it's not that we go back, we watch film for 3 years, we try to get everything that they do, if there's any tricks that they run, anything. So anything that this coaching staff has put in, I try to know everything about it before we get there. So the kids haven't seen something, you know, don't see something on Friday night we haven't prepared for. So we try to prepare that way as much as possible.
And I was thinking of your catchphrase about the special teams this past week. Not to take away from your special teams last week, but honestly, from what I saw, they did the job, they did it well, but there wasn't that pop, there wasn't that special call to say, guys, we need you right now. It just was part of the seamless game.
Right. But when I talk about our special teams being special, don't give up a score. You know, don't give up a score, an easy 7 points that can change the momentum of the game. Now, do I want us to get 7 points off special teams? Yes. I want us to start to do that. I think that's the missing component right now is we need to take one back. You know, if somebody kicks the ball off to us, we would have the mentality. If they kick it off to us, we would outrun every one of them and score. You know, same thing with punting the ball. But right now, you know, those are things that we work on every day. That's a mentality thing. I think right now when you have kids that play both ways all the time, they think special teams is, man, I need to get off the field and get a break. Really, special teams could be that third component that changes games. Ask Alabama this past week against Ole Miss. Guy runs the punt back, changes the game immediately. You know, it took to put them right back in the game. They were down 24. Next thing you know, they're down, you know, they're down 17 and the offense scored. Now they're only down 10. And then, boom, they take over. So it's a component that we have to get a little bit better at, and that's part of the game that I'm talking about as we go offensively, defensively, special teams. If we can execute on all three phases at really high intensity, we're going to be very hard to beat.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And again, this week you are going out on the road. You're taking on a team with a 44-man roster, just a little bit bigger roster. But last week we saw a smaller roster. They were getting tired, but I also saw for the first time our guys got a little bit tired. There was a point in the third quarter where the humidity shot up and everyone felt that blast. You called a timeout, actually, I think, to help manage that. That's a rarity for you.
Yeah, I don't use a lot of timeouts unless we need them. But, yeah, I think, you know, we talk about that each week. Take care of your body, you know, hydrate. Right now, we got a flu season going around, stomach virus. So the biggest thing is the kids feel better the next day or two, but the body's drained so much from them, so they got to hydrate and they got to get better. And, you know, we tried to get our legs under us last couple of days because we've been in a 2-week stretch where we have been in the gauntlet playing big man football. And I thought the kids did a great job, but it takes a lot out of your body. And I think a lot of that had to do, a little bit of what happened with Memorial probably was an effect of what we sold out so much against Valley that our body was a little bit drained going in that fourth quarter and that third quarter with Memorial, and we just held on a little bit. But I thought the kids did a good job. They got hydrated, they worked it out, and they battled through it, you know. And so that's a testament to the kids battling through it, making plays.
And that was one thing I did see on special teams. There was a late substitution when your guys were late coming out the bench. And that's where the exhaustion, the mental side may slip when they're at that point you're talking about.
Yeah, that's, you know, looking at trying to get guys breaks, and we talked about that. We're going to look at that a little bit more. But I'm also under the mentality, too, that you got to have your best players on special teams to make special teams special.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can drop down and take people off and try to run people out, but you might give up a play. And we don't want to give anything up, and we want to gain something in that area. So, for us, we're rotating a lot of people, but at the same time, a lot of those guys are playing all three phases, and they're doing a good job. And like you said, when they get tired, sometimes they forget that they're out there.
Gavin has had his leg wrapped the last 3 weeks. Is there anything serious, or is that just a bump, brew, bang? And how is the team doing right now?
That's just for show. He just likes to let everybody think. He just wants to get patted on the shoulder. He's all right. He ain't hurt. He's fine.
He's been called out.
Right? Yeah, it's probably a leg wrap. He wears all that garb. They wear gloves and everything else, so they try to look pretty.
So how are we doing right now? Because you do mention that we might have a little flu bug, tiredness. Where are we at right now with the 5-0 team?
I think right now we had about 3 or 4 sick today with either stomach virus or flu or the nasal congestion that's going around. But overall, I think everybody's pretty healthy. I think we got the mid-season bumps and bruises and the soreness. And, you know, I think we just got to get ice on everybody and get everybody in the tubs. And I think Monday we went a little light on Monday to try to get our legs under us, give us an extra day to get back. And so last 2 days have been just in uppers. We've not went any full contact on the legs or anything, so we've been trying to get everybody back healthy.
So this is the game that you said early on when we started tonight. You're really kind of at the zero mark again, because you're back in conference. You're at a very important stage to really go forward. What do you see right now? What are your goals or the benchmarks right now?
Our goal is what it has been all year. We want to be the region champs. So we start this Friday night trying to take the first championship, and then once we win it, we're going to try to win the state championship. And if we win it, then we're going to try to win what they call the SEC of these Southern Conference schools. We'll get another game given to us. If we win the state championship, we'll play somebody out of another state. And we want to win the Southeastern Conference championship too. So if there's a championship to be won, we want to be in the middle of trying to win it. And right now, I think our kids have kind of, let's take the region championship, and let's hit the state championship, and then let's go take care of the other one. So right now, our goal is beat Trinity, and then we'll worry about whoever's on the schedule next.
Final question of the night. As exhausting as this is on the players sometimes, how's the coaching staff doing with the mounting pressure of a 5-0 team? They have to manage it, lead it, direct it. How's your coaching staff doing?
I think the coaches are doing real well. I think we are tired at times, but you know, we've got great families, wives, and kids that do a great job behind us that support us and prop us up. Even when we're trying to fall asleep while watching film, I get the nudge every now and then. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, sorry, watching film. My bad. You know, I think overall the coaches are excited. We like where we're going, our momentum, the way the kids come out and prepare every week in practice. I thought we've had a good week. It's more about focusing for us right now and staying focused on what we're trying to do. And the kids have done a really good job, and the coaches have done a great job of keeping them focused and just preaching one game at a time. That's where we're at, and we got to win this next game. So let's take care of this next game against Trinity, and then everything else just falls in place.
This is coming Friday night, 7:30 kickoff time. It's the Knights and the Crusaders. And be sure to hit the road and join them and support them. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to Catch 228 on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. I'm Rich Bontrager. We'll see you out of the stadium this coming Friday night.